Speak, Lord, for we're listening for your voice. Open your word to us as we look into it together and share this brief moment of reflection and application to our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We live in a broken world. You only need to flick on the TV and look at the news. News feeds stream in with violence, horrific wars, terrorism, and extreme suffering at the hands of evil men. Nearer to home, street violence and domestic abuse, murders, drug abuse, and the list goes on. Still nearer, our personal guilt for failure, our restlessness, our lack of peace. Yet, the Creator made us in His image, made us with the ability to connect with Him and live with Him, enjoy His presence, His love, His joy, His peace. We were made to have fullness of life. We were made to have peace and love and joy. History tells us that the human heart has never changed. We look back in history, we see weapons have changed, cultures have changed, technology has changed. But we have not changed. The human heart has not changed. The answer has been sought by people down through history and especially today. People look for the answer in education. Just educate the people, bring them up to a level of education that will see them through and we will have peace and joy and fulfillment. Materialism, you know, as long as you've got the money, all these people cause all the problems in the world because they're so lacking in money and material possessions. Just provide and they'll be fine. But the world shows us that doesn't satisfy. It doesn't bring joy. It does not bring peace. Narcissism. Seek for pleasure. Have your life bent on being happy. Secularism. Philosophy. Mysticism. Religion. Yes, even the Christian religion as a religion. Not a personal relationship which it is meant to be. All of these fail to bring joy, true joy, peace, real peace, and fulfillment. The problem is that we're trying to treat the symptom, not the disease. The disease is in the heart, as the Bible says in Ezekiel 19, that the heart of man is deceitful. Man being generic there, it's talking about mankind. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The heart is the problem, the inner core of our being, who we really are inside us, the spiritual soul person in you and in me is bent towards selfishness and all that goes with selfishness. So only God who created us can heal us, because our problem is a heart disease that has rebelled against God, has said, I want my way. I want to be in charge of my life and I want what I want. And that creates the problems. It says so in the book of James, what causes wars among you? Is it not your desires that are internally inside you that create that results in wars. Only the Creator can heal His broken creation. Enter into the world, Jesus. God sent His Son to heal us. By His wounds we are healed. That the heart that is deceitful and desperately wicked, biased towards selfishness and sin, biased in rebellion against God, that heart can be transformed. I'm not just saying it. My heart was transformed. And many other people here have experienced the transforming power of Christ. Has your heart been transformed? Hundreds of years before Christ came into the world, God moved the prophet Isaiah to write these words concerning the coming Messiah, concerning His Son, who would come into the world hundreds of years later. And Isaiah wrote down these words and moved by the Spirit of God to say what he said and to write what he wrote, that this Messiah, this King, this one who would come, the Son of God, He was pierced for our transgressions. Transgressions is to cross the line, to go across the line that God has drawn, to break God's law. All those who have transgressed God's law, who have broken God's law, and we all have done that. The Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one does good, no, not even one. Their throat is an open grave, they use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips, their heart is full of curses and bitterness. And God, that's quoting Scripture and what God says about the way we are, our hearts. And the Bible says, He was pierced for our transgressions. When Jesus hung on the cross, can you imagine the pain that He suffered physically? To be hung there in agony for hours? That was nothing compared with the agony of His soul being separated from His Father, of bearing the sin and the filth and the rottenness of the world on Him as He, the Bible says, bore our sin in His own body on the cross. He was pierced for our transgressions. He took our place. I deserve to be suffering and dying for my sin, and so do you. But He who knew no sin was made sin for us, the Bible says. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, our sins. And the punishment that brought us peace was put on Him. And with His wounds we are healed. Our peace comes and our healing comes from the cross where Jesus died. And that's why the Bible says we are saved. We are new creatures through faith in Jesus, through trusting in the One who hung on that cross for us, who took our place and says, if you trust Me, if you put your faith in Me, I will forgive you. I will give you peace, true peace. I will give you joy, true joy. I will give you life, true life. I will give you healing. I will heal your soul. I'll heal your heart. And I'll give you eternal life. That's what the cross is all about. That's why we come on Good Friday. And remember, it is the most sacred day of the Christian calendar, because the cross is the most sacred moment in history where Jesus, the Son of God, died for you, died for me. We need to bow at the cross. We need to trust in Jesus. Receive His life, His peace, His joy, His healing. And we need to rise to walk in new life, as he promises.